Literary Hyperlinks, The Post-War World, Social and Cultural Transformation in Post-War America. American society of the immediate post-war years, during the administrations of Harry Truman and Dwight Eisenhower, was conditioned to conform to a standard way of life based around the nuclear family, employment in corporate business for men, and suburban homemaking for women, and by the all-pervading atmosphere of the Cold War. A number of demagogues in the U.S. government and military realized the political potential of anti-communist rhetoric to generate votes, and in the 1950s, Senator Joseph McCarthy, assisted by the FBI of Edgar Hoover, set up the House Un-American Activities Committee, leading to the notorious witch hunts, in which a considerable number of politicians, intellectuals, artists and figures from the entertainment industry were persecuted and forced into exile for their vaguely socialist sympathies. 1961 saw the election of John F. Kennedy, who became a figure of great symbolic importance to the nation, especially after his assassination in 1963. It was Kennedy who presided over America's aborted invasion of Cuba at the Bay of Pigs, and the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, the installation of Soviet nuclear missiles on the island, which for a brief moment brought the world close to nuclear war. Irrespective of his actual merits as a politician, Kennedy was perceived as a force of change and rejuvenation, and his progressive appeal helped to galvanize protest movements, such as the African Americans' Campaign for Civil Rights, led by such figures as Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Martin Luther King was a moderate, a Baptist minister who preached nonviolence, while Malcolm X was more radical, a member of the Black Muslim Organization, the Nation of Islam, who attempted to forge a separatist black consciousness with its own revised religious mythology. Both were assassinated during the 1960s, and for many their deaths signaled the end of hope in complete equality between blacks and whites in the USA. America after Kennedy. Unrest widened during the 1960s with America's involvement in the Vietnam War, a costly and unsuccessful attempt to crush insurrection in North Vietnam and to prevent it from spreading through the South, thanks in part to extensive, semi-independent media coverage of the war. Public awareness of its daily horrors and casualties grew, and students protested against being drafted for military service. Indeed, the late 1960s saw the emergence of a youth-led counterculture whose most prominent manifestation was the hippie movement. With the Watergate scandal, in which President Richard Nixon was forced to resign for spying on his political opponents, the 1970s were a time of uncertainty and disillusionment for many Americans. Things changed with the Ronald Reagan administration of the 1980s, which promised to revive traditional American values, but whose policies, in reality, widened the gap between rich and poor. The administration of Bill Clinton brought a revival in social domestic policy, but Clinton himself was plagued by charges of both sexual harassment and financial impropriety that tainted his presidency. In the year 2000, George W. Bush won the presidential elections in suspicious circumstances and was re-elected to a second term in 2004. Bush's administration continued to pursue the neoconservative goals of military expansionism and world domination. In the year 2008, Barack Obama was elected America's first black president, for many the symbol of hope for a more just and equal society, though economically his declared policies seem to depart little from the line of the neoliberalist expansion of the free market, and he remains committed to maintaining a strong U.S. military presence in Afghanistan through the partial reintroduction of the draft.